Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Minim Rats Shiachu Yimushmas. Maris Esther Bas Rishon Rats Chayim Tzimu 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 Tzimu. And the schus Chayach of Fegu Tzimu 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 Tzimu. And we're going to be learning a fascinating exchange of letters between Maran Hagaon Yaakov Moshe Charlap and Maran Or Yisrael Vikdosho, Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. There's a letter in the Heid Harim, which is the collection of Rav Chalap's. I love reading these letters. I always feel like, I don't know if I always feel like that, but sometimes I feel like, wow, I get to read their private letters. I'm saying, Chasham, there's nothing I'm not supposed to know in there. It's for public knowledge, but to be able to see the correspondence of these Rav Gedolei Olam, letters from Chazon Ish, and letters from Chaim Oizer, and letters from Rav Kook, and letters from Chalap. It's a letters from Rav Hutner. So many beautiful Igros Svarim. I love them. So here's a letter that was written Erev Chag HaShavuos, Yom Matan Torasenu. In the year 1915. Malas Kvod Hoda Adonainu Reinu Rabbeinu Tzitz Tifalteinu Klil Chemdateinu. His splendor is my master, my teacher, our master, our teacher, our rabbi, the sprout of our glory, the complete, our complete love. Maran Hagaon Kedosh Yisrael V'Oiroi, the great genius, the Holy One of Israel, its light, Chitrov, Nizro, its crown, Botzina de Nahora, V'amuda de Shalhiva, this flow of light, stream of light. Moron Avram Yitzchak Hakohen Kuk Shlito. Borov Oiz Koidesh Simcha Sachag, Hini Mavli Galkola Yegoinois Shel Mitsukois Hazman. With the great strength of holiness, of the happiness of the holiday, I am holding back on all of the sorrow, on the difficulties of our time. Remember, this is 1915, this is World War I. They were suffering all over the world. Most places, but Eretz Yisrael, even though they weren't at war, but there was great famine and poverty. It was just indescribable how much the Jews were suffering in Eretz Yisrael. And at this time, Rav Kook is in Europe, in Switzerland and England. That's a period of his life where he was stuck. World War broke out when he was in Europe. He's writing a letter to his Rebbe, and he says, but I'm holding back on all the tzar. From all the distress, v'tikvati amitza she'or Hashem yir lanu b'yamin oz kodesho, and have the strong hope that the light of God will shine to us with the strength of His holy right hand, l'avienu l'orah l'simcha v'simchat klal Yisrael imanu amenu ahuv, and to bring us to light and to joy, simcha of klal Yisrael, our beloved nation, makom onik v'aziv v'tor shiti mekabel meit, malat kvod maran shlita b'staklo b'hod panah v'teorim, eshtamesh b'ktiva k'dibur, that I should be able to see you, but instead of that, I'm going to do Ksiva Kedibur. I'm going to write instead of being able to see your holy countenance. And then I'm going to rely on those poskim who hold la halacha, that Ksiva Kedibur, right? Rav Chalap was a Gaon Olam in learning in halacha and lamdas. So he makes a halachic reference here. Then I'm going to write you this letter, and it's going to be Ksiva Kedibur. It's almost like talking to you on the Yantiv. And in the footnote here, he mentions the Stechemin in the third volume, page 204, Mrechas Ksiva, where he discusses the machlokas, whether we pass in Ksiva Kedibur Dami, Ksiva Lav Kedibur Dami, the famous Shubas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simon Choftes, Lamed, Lamed Aleph. Mikoisle Mechtobo, Shinitpas Bat, Beha, Togblat, Shinizdamini, Leroyso, Chazisi, Ladaitu, Demoran Shlita, Shetikvasenu, Asida, Tiacho, Bederech Teva. And from the letter that was published in the Togblat, Tog is day and blat is the page, the daily page, the dafyemi, the daily paper. I saw your opinion is that our future hope is going to be with nature, meaning that Mashiach is going to come in a naturalistic way. It's not going to be miraculous. I wanted to hear clear things from you. I wrote recently as follows in the Sefer Mayane HaYeshua. אופן גולה של ישראל תלוי לפי אופן הציפייה לישוע. כל מה שידעו ליותר להרים את הציבה לתוכנית יותר נדר ויותר מופלא, כי מארץ מצרים הרינו נפלאות כן יהיה באור באמת הפועל ככה. הגאולה היא תמצית והסך הכל של הציפייה והחוב מוטל לבני הדר שיונדו תוכן העתיד המסיר. למען ידע לצפות אליו ולגעגע לו שבזה יגרמו ישיבות גדולות בקרב הארץ. What the Rev writes, Rav Charlap, is that the Geula is based on a tzipia. The greater a tzipia, the greater the Geula. And therefore we have to elevate our tzipia to a higher level of Geula. We should have tremendous Geula. Yeshua's Gedolus B'Kerevot. It shouldn't be a B'Derech HaTeva. There should be Nisim. And even the beginning of the Yeshua should be with this great strength and glory, with complete Malchus Shemaim. And the Spirit of God should penetrate in light and shine in all of the darkness of the hearts. It should be shine like the light of the sky. And we shouldn't need all these purification processes. הציפייה באופן כזה שמביא לידי תכלית הנשגב מוצלח כזה מסכלת כל היסורים והאגונים. If we hope for such Yeshua, it removes all יסורים and יגונים. ובורא יתקח ברכה וישועה וקודש משכני עליון. And brings only blessing and salvation and holiness. ולכן, הצה, very fascinating. The Rav writes הצה, and then he writes dot, 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 dot. It means הציונות. אף בי שבכלל הביאה מרפא ברכה בכנפיה וקרבה בנים רחוקים על עמם, אל עמם, לחדר הורתם, בכל זאת עם עמם במעט את זהרורית הגאולה. So ציונוס, this natural coming back to Eretz Yisrael, even though it brought a lot of people back to Eretz Yisrael, but it sort of dimmed the shine of the גאולה. שאף בי שיש מקום הוראות בכמה סיועים לזה, בכל זאת היה תמיד חפץ עמוק בליבות ישראל, שלא להתרצות בישועה טבעית. We don't want a Yeshua Tevis. We want a Yeshua Nala Min HaTeva. Because that's what the Jewish people want. We want to get away from the Teva. We want to elevate ourselves from the Teva. ולכן כשהגיעה התנועה הזאת והתיישבה גם ליבות התמימים שהם פועלים הרבה מנותם הפשוטה, יתחיל הנשמה הפנימית להרגיש בכאבה שמתוך ציפייה כזו לכל הסביב באמת תכונה טבעית. What's going to happen is, because we want the natural geula, we're going to get a natural geula, we're going to get what we asked for. That's what you want, that's what you got. ויצא על זה הקטגוריה הגדולה מגדולי הדור, ואף על פי שהם עצמם לא הבינו כל כך תוכן מבוקש נשמתם הפנימית. שזו הייתה גם סיבה שלא התקבלו דבריהם אצל הרבה מעמנו, שלא היה הדבר יוצא לאור שהיו יכלו להסביר תוכן מבוקשם הפנימי, שאין זה רק ניצחונות יסרה לבטל כל שאיפה חיה, אלא שזה חי וגדול מחי, היו הכל מבינים לדעיהם, והיה בא הדבר לידי התקוחות לרומם את התנועה הזאת לאופן מסיר. בכל זאת הצדיקים, למשון תוך, it's a word I've never seen in my life, בכל זאת הצדיקים היחידים השרידים הרחוקים מכל קנאה ושנאת החירות אוהבים ממם באמת, חזו זאת בחזון רוחם וכל מקם מחייהם, שתדלו לבסיס את העולם לחזור את הציפייה למרום גדולתה. So this is a category that the Gedolei Ador don't like this. And it could be that they themselves didn't understand what they really wanted, what their neshama really wanted, and therefore people didn't accept it from them. If they were able to explain what they really wanted, that they just didn't want to be mevatel, this tzionus, but rather they wanted to get to a higher geula, they would be mashpia. But the tzaddikim, ayichidim, asridim, arachokim, those who aren't interested in kinesin and tacharis, those who don't like to fight, they wanted to bring back the tzipiel and rom gdulasa. Because of the echzer korba, shegam nishal shetchit lo tepapev tetchalesh. So basically what the Rav is saying, as I'm understanding him, is that many great people came out against Zionism. But they didn't necessarily understand why they were coming out against it. That in their neshama they said, hey, we don't want something natural, we want something supernatural. And certain individual tzaddikim actually understood that, and they wanted to get people to have the tzipia for the gula me'ala teva, the supernatural redemption. And isn't that what we want? Don't we want a supernatural redemption? So basically, the Rav Chaglap is writing to his Rav, you, Rabbi, wrote in this newspaper, you wrote an article, and you said that we want Gula B'derech HaTeva, that it should be a natural process. And I want it to be supernatural. Isn't that what we want? And if we hope for supernatural, then we'll get supernatural. But if we hope for natural, all we'll get is natural. Why would we want a lower level Gula if we get a higher level Gula? So, and then at the end, skipping a little bit to the end, he signs his name, and then he said, "Hini pores shloim yedidi ahuvi arav moreno arav tzvi yuda kuk hakohen kuk bekilyon einayim hini mitzapa lishmo mishlom akave ki emali bakashasi yedidi o emes mitzapa asher v'tifarat v'shochet avaso kol hayom." So he also gives a shalom aleichem to tzvi yuda. So that is the letter of Rav Chaglap. And fortunately, Simcha Slev Kulano, as is noted here in the footnote, we have the Rav's answer. All you have to do is open up the Igrot HaRaya in the third volume in letter Tavshin and Gimel, and we have the Rav's answer. The Rav writes back, Bez Hashem Yisbarach Zayin Teves Tav Reish Ayin Vav. So this is already, he wrote Shavuos Ayin Hey, and now it's Teves Ayin Vav. Wow, that's like a So he's writing Sivan, Tammuz Av, El Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teves. 7 months, obviously. It's World War I. Takes a long time for the letter to get there. Mimchlal Yofi Mechone Kodesh V'ozel Yon Yofiu Nehorim V'tatzumot Koach V'chel L'kvod Chaviv Levavi Machmadi V'shashui Harav HaMaor HaGadol Na'ale L'gon V'tiferet Misridei Yichidei Skulat Am Hashem Moreno Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap Shlita Beito v'zaro, zera berach Hashem levracha l'orich yamim tovim, ve'atrat shlomim la'ad. So he writes to him in, you know, if you compare how the Rav addresses him and how he addresses other people, obviously everybody is addressed with kavod in Derech Eretz, but he has a tremendous chavivus and covered for his Talmud of Yaakov Moshe. Now, this is being written, this letter, in 1916. Okay? And at this time, Rav Chaglap was a man in his 30s. He was born in 1882. So 18 and 16 is 34. He was 34 years old. And the Rav writes to him, with such kavod, chaviv levavi, the beloved of my heart, machmadi, another word for love, shashui, my delight, the rav amor gadol, na'ale le'gaon v'tiferet, misride yichidei skulat am Hashem, one of the unique ones. Again, 34-year-old avrech, and well known that the Rav says that I'm not sure if he said the only one who understands me or just about the only one who understands me is Rav Yaakov Moshe. So if we ever think we understand the Rav, we should just know that it was Rav Yaakov Moshe who fully understood the Rav. We try as best we can, but to fully get the Rebbe, that's something that you had to be on Rav Yaakov Moshe's level. Ahuvi b'chol ma'amaki, my beloved with all of my depths. Wow. Et toar skulat ahavateinu ha-ne'emana legalut ein avir eretz ha-amim va'admata ha-tme'a kidaila. The purity of the special love that we have, our faithful love, the air of the foreign country and its impure land is not worthy of it. Al ken kaved li adavar meod lechtov lechvod yididim mechtavim haruyim lemidat ni'imat yididuteinu. It's very hard for me, it's difficult for me to write letters to my friend that is fitting for the measure of our pleasant friendship. Kozman shani shavui b'machshakim, as long as I am in the darkness, be'eretz ma'afelia, in this dark land, adai yagi Hashem choshchi, until God lights up my darkness, be'or, with the light, eretz chemdato se'ela, in his beloved land. U'mishod tanchumeha, and from the bosom of its tanchumen, consolation, yachon lahannikeni, he will bestow upon me to nurse me. Shh. Wow. In other words, I want to nurse from the breast of God's consolation in his holy land. Nevertheless, a lot of days have gone with silence. In the silence of hidden love. Shel eretz chemdat olami, olmei olamim, letna'er me'at, uledaber divrei dodim, lechvod chamudi. So I want to be elevated by the skula of the holiness of my desire for the holiness of the beloved eternal land, to shake off a little bit and to speak words of love to my honorable beloved. He's using different words of love. Dodim, chamudi, hamushar b'osher shchinat meromei ira elokim sela, who gets to dwell in the fortune of dwelling in the exalted land of God. Ubetuchim hem sarapai sheyisagsiku v'yefruchu v'vuam el hakodesh yosifu pe'er yarumu v'yinasu b'yizakcham misigyar ad hachashucha u'mitzion mikodesh mishkini alyon or chadash aleihem ya'ir. And it is sure that my thoughts will thrive and sprout, and when they come to the holiness, they will add glory, elevate, when they're purified from the impurities of the land of darkness. And from Zion, from the holiness, from the dwelling of the exalted, a new light will shine upon them. Wow, wow, wow. The man was a mystic, and the man was a poet, and the man was a Kadosh Elyon. So that's all the Hakdama to the letter. So now let's get down to business. B'musag tzipiyat Yeshua she'ir chavivi b'mechtav kodsho, ein safek. So about the musag of waiting for the Yeshua, that you, my beloved, wrote in your holy letter, ein safek she'haromemut v'hashpala shel tchunat ha'Yeshua. There is no doubt that the exaltedness and the lowness of the nature of the salvation, tzuluyahi ba'omek machshevet ha'kodesh asher la'umah, is dependent, I add, as you said, as Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said, in the depths of the holy thoughts of the nation, hamitkaler aydei srideh, that's revealed by those special ones among them, noseh ha'machshevah klalit shel nishmat Yisrael, the ones who carry the general machshava of the soul of the Jewish people, hachavuya, that is hidden b'chol lev tamim, in the heart of all pure, umipi olelim v'yonkim, Yusad od, based on Pasuk in Tehillim, Ches Gimel, and from the mouths of children, the strength will be established. V'olam zekinah enenu ki mafteach u'magalei tikat osher ha'michmanim asher ba'otzem alei b'lakat Hashem shalom yedut. And the world of elderliness is only a key and reveals the value of the richness of the depths that is in the storehouse, that is filled with the blessing of God, of the world of the children. V'ayaldut, and childhood, hevel she'ein b'chet, which is pure purity that has no sin, bank she'etzel adim b'shanim, bank she'etzel abim b'shanim ayodim l'shmor atel yaldutam, both when it's children who are young in years, and those who have more years, but know how to preserve the dew of youth. Ki gamul alei imu, ki gamul alei nafshi, like it says in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis. Ve'amachshava ha'klalit ha'olechet u'porachet b'nishmat ha'choshvim, and the general thought that's coming and sprouting in the souls of those who think and emphasize the letters in their wholeness, referring to the Kabbalistic idea of the letters, the kedusha of the letters, with the letters created, each letter spelled out and complete, like aleph, aleph, lamed, pei. Hiya koleles et kol ha'otzarot shel ahava v'yira. This includes all of the storehouses of love and fear, Torah, mitzvah. Hiya machshirat ha'geula, that's what prepares the geula. Hiya meviat rucha d'malka m'shirah, that's what brings the spirit of King Messiah. El olamim ha'rabim be'el olamenu liyot mofiya ba'adal gon uzo b'knesset Yisrael. To the many worlds and to our world to appear in the splendor of its glory, its strength, glory of its strength in the Jewish people. And the nature of the thought that takes nourishment from the highest, holiest, elevated, holy places, from the Jewish special Jewish wisdom, that is going to create the form and nature of the Yeshua, and it's going to make its color, its gavan, its color. That's what's going to color, that's going to shape, that's what's going to create the geula. The geula is based on Artsipia. Asher al ken, ach tzofei ha-Yeshua, maskilim ha-mazichim kezor, rakim mevim et ha-geula. Those who wait for the Yeshua, those maskilim who shine like the shine of the sky, like it says in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. They're the ones who bring the geula, and they're the ones who know how to say davar b'shem amro, v'davar Hashem b'fiem emet. Beheminam, I don't know what he means by davar, they don't know how to say davar b'shem amro. And the word of God is in their mouth true. They are the strong ones. They want the complete geula. And all of the central, the centrality of their holy work is that complete anticipation that has no mum. Based on the pasuk by Paraduma, by Midbar 19:2, Shirak harum helyon shel geula shlema la yata. And for them, in other words, the geula is based on those very special, unique Jews who anticipated, and they anticipated in the highest way, in the most supernatural way. So right now he's going along with Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. What you said is true. Uvanei shel Torah v'nishmata pnimit halalu. They're waiting for the light of God. They're waiting for the fulfillment of His divine, of His elevated honor. They are connected to the neshama of Torah and its appearance. ולמילוי הכבוד העליון, שומרים הם את עקבות משיחנו. יודעים הם שכל העולם ומלואו, כל סבכי התולדה, וכל יצורי מעלליה, אינם כי עם צעדים שאורו של משיח הולך וצועד בקרבם. They know that everything that they're waiting for Mashiach, and they know that all of the world, and everything that fills it, all the stuff that's going on are just steps in the light of the Messiah that's coming among them. Sukkat David anufalet. Yodim hem shiigam benafla mele'a chayim v'gvurat netzach hod. V'hod. Nufalet yikasher yipol ari al torfo, karar avatz karyei chulevi miyikimenu. Uberomei shamayim me'al, begenei adanim alinim v'tachtunim, על שקר ארצה יותר אפילים, בשור בדנו כל חיישות רשע וכסר, בעריצות של מושלים, עריצים גם משכילים וצדיקים, ובמזימות של מנהלי סיעות פוליטיות, בצבאות מרומים, ובהכלי אורים עליינים שכולם אומר כבוד, בכל גבורת זרע השם אשר בניין סוכת אבי נופלת נקלטה. לא אך להציל את הנפש הפרטית או עד כמה כללית מסיבוכי החיים החומרים, ולרמה לכל שם הגמתה, כי אם לכונן את הקודש עצמו לייסד מוסד ממלכת אל חי עולמים בכל מרחבי העולמים. So, we have this sukkah stavet hanofalas, that even though it's falling, even when it falls, it's still filled with life. And the gvura uses Kabbalistic terms here. V'gvurat netzach v'hod. So you have the mid of gvura, you have the mid of netzach, you have the mid of hod. So I'll leave that to the Kabbalan to explain. And it falls like an ari, like a lion falls on its prey. In other words, it falls with koach. Kara ravatz ka'ev lavi mirkimenu. Ubim romei. And that's the pasuk in Bereshis mem tes tes. Talking about Yehuda. He stooped down, he crouched as a lion, as a lioness. Who will rouse him up? So that's the sukkah's davar hanofalas, that it goes down like a lion. And in the highest places, Romei Shamayim Me'al, and in the darkest places down below, B'sheol V'avadon, in the grave, in the lost places, in all places of evil, Aritzut Shel Moshlim, and leaders of political parties, despots, rulers, armies, in everything, in the Hechalei Urim Elyonim, in the sanctuaries of the great divine lights, elevated celestial lights that say honor, V'chol Gvuras Zera Hashem, in all of the strength of the seed of Hashem, Ayin be Sefer Yeshayahu Nun Alef Tet Vorot Yisrael Perak Alef Piska Bet. So in all of these, Asher Binyan Sukkat Avin Afel, it's all going to be Sukkot's David is going to be revealed in all of these things. We're going to see Mashiach through everything, from the highest to the lowest. Mashiach's going to be all-encompassing. Not only to save the nefesh apratit, or klalit, from all the complications of the physical life, and to elevate it to holiness is its focus, is its purpose. Rather, to establish what is holy itself, l'chonen et hakodesh atzmo, to establish mosad, the foundation of mamlechet, of the kingship, of the living God of all the worlds, in all of the worlds. Chalila lanu lahashir et hatev b'mamado ha-shafel, memli lekashro b'kesher ha-kodesh asher l'or olam sheba'otzer ha-chayim, shebo David melech Yisrael chay v'kayam. God forbid to just leave the teva behind. As now he's explaining that the geula has to come on all levels. It's going to be on the highest level, but it's also going to elevate the teva. Lo chal yishut koach huzeh, ma sheyishutam sheyisrael ki makamah. It's not weakness that Yeshua's Yisrael is little by little. Kim gvurat gvurot. It's the strength of strengths. Kabiriyot elyona makefet kol malat hakol. It's this tremendous divine power that encompasses all and fills all. V'machshav yitanotel lefoma gdulat talmuda lefi chidur hachrat binatal lefi gdulat taharat adirut retzona ha-mesugav b'sigur v'laki hi ha-meromemet et ha-teva echot hotzautav. And the power of thought, based on the depths of the greatness of study, according to the penetration of the impact of Bina, of understanding. Okay, he's using a lot of Kabbalistic terms here that mean a lot more than we're translating. And according to the greatness of the purity of the great of their great will, which is empowered by godliness, that is what elevates nature and everything that comes from it. Heaven, earth, and everything in it. כולם הוכחת להיות בתור גלילים אחדים לאותה מכונת הקודש הנהדרה כתבית, המרכבה היא אחרי אשר תחת אלוקי ישראל, אשר חזה אותו הנביא גם בגולה על נהר כבר. ובתור החומר אב וזור קודש מלא ידון קודש, רווי תללי לשת חיי אורות חבויים מורי עליונים, קודש קודשים שורה מכל שרף קטן היוצא מפציצות נגעות הללו, ותמלא כל נשמת חיי עולמים. תשובה, תפילה, תורה, צדקה ומעשים טובים בתכון בשם הדעת ונערה עליונה מאור צור ישראל. ומשל את עולמי מלכות תוכני עלילות, משל באדם צדיק, משל יראת אלוקים. מותר באור גבורה של מעלה שמלאכי צבאות ידעות ידעות, ומחיל חיל גבורתו. זאת גבורת העוז ששילת ישראל מתעטרת בה. שמיים בארץ יענו לשמו ירות ימחה וחף להנימו. אור השלום זרעו הלאה עד כל מחשכי המהרה של צרירת החיות, אשר לעולם הגלוי והנסתר רחל וליה בלא שם קינת אישה מאחותה, שתיהן בנות את בית ישראל, אוהל בעל יצען בעל יישא את תהילותיו לנצח וחוב לה בין את קוקים שם אדיר השם, שם אדיר השם לנו מקום נערים יורים רחבי ידיים בעל תלך בו אני שייט וצי אדיר. לא יעברנו כל מלא עולמים מעולם אחד, כל שני הגוונים והרצופים והשנים קינים וברכים עליהם ברוך חמה מרזים אבים פרצוף אחד גדול מבוצם מושר בגאון השם באחדות המחשבה מתקלה בפועל לצפות ישועה בכל הערכים. מכל הילות ומכל המסיבות מאמונה ודאית בהירה, מידיעה פנימית חודרת את הכיוון והדיוק אשר בכל העלילות. אשר כולם נתקנו לכל דיות השם בין כשהן עוברות דרך רצונות חופשיות וגנות נפתלות, אשר לאנשים יחדים בעלי השפע כוח וממשלה, בין כשהן הצדקויים מחשבות עמים, בין כשהן מתקנו לחוק היה ותבע איש הברת שלו בדור רוח צערה. And so the Rav is saying here, for meaning him right, is that the Gula has to encompass everything from the lowest to the highest, from the Goyim to the Jews, from the heaven to the earth. So it's going to fill all the worlds, the spiritual world, the physical world. And everything's going to be filled with godliness. Everything's going to be filled with Torah. So that's why it has to happen on all levels. So yes, you're right. It depends on Artsipia. But part of what we want is that the Teva should be elevated as well. We should fix everything. We shouldn't just leave the Teva behind. I'm skipping a paragraph. ממוצא דבר נבין כמה גדולה היא החששה של סכנת קציצת נטיות. קציצת נטיות, it's a term from the Gemara and Chagiga Yudalam and Beis, but it means it's a type of kfira. That if you have a tzipia l'Yeshua mecharefet et ikvot Mashiach Hashem, based on Tehillim 99:52, hamenateket et hatev v'chol mesibotea mitzurat tzipia hanitbat v'kol chomer she'elat hadin minefesh kol chai lefnei kisei mishpat Eyon Baruch. If you detach teva from the tzipia, you want teva to be part of it also. You want that the aura of Mashiach should penetrate into everything. Ketir la'ela barum elyon v'ketir la'tate ba'omek tachtiti. Again, using Kabbalistic terms, the highest level to the lowest level, u kimo'oto ken tzipiyat ha'galuti she'oto choderti ba'kol. Kol chisron asher be'ev kol tzia shel amidot ha'tachtonot, הולכת בקרקעיתם של העיגולים, מקיפים את סיבות כולם, גם קציצה עליונה. So there's this union of קציצה, you're cutting off the tree, and you're cutting the top off from the bottom, you're detaching above from below, and he goes much deeper into Kabbalah, paratzuf aruf, par aruf, paratzuf from ketanim. So this is for his Talmud, Rav Moshe, Yaakov Moshe, that's certainly not for me. So the kids, sir, we want to fix everything, of course we want a high geula, we also want to fix the tab, we want to fix everything, we want it to be all encompassing. And he concludes the letter, Midaati shekvod rechim levivi, levavi yavin hagigi, hagigai, vet tamtzit ha-kodesh, sheyeshna b'shifot halalu yizakech b'zikuk ha-chesher kodesh, shal n'ot eretz chumda v'har ha-kodesh makom tachanuto, hini mekatzer v'chotem v'chochot mei b'rachot, לכבוד תורתו אהובי לכל הנלווים אליו, הימקים מלשד קדושת תורתו ויראתו הטהורה, ויתברך מקודש כנפשו היקרה, ונפש אחוז בתקוות ציפיית ישועה, חומות וחר, ורומות קרם בימין השם עושה חייל, בפתיחת שערים לשוב נידחים על ארץ חמדה, באור ישע ותהילה במהרה בימינו בקרוב. So he's hoping that you'll understand what I'm saying. And concludes with a bracha to his beloved Rabbi Yaakov Moshe and all those who get from his Torah. And this is just an amazing letter because in their 49 footnotes in this letter, which is sach hakol about 4 pages, and I'm sure you could write even more footnotes, sources, so many sources, so much from Kabbalah, from the Gemara, from Chazal, from Tanakh, just Rav Kook was Kala Torah Kula, Nigla and Nistar together, and therefore when he wrote, it just flowed, and now it's a very, very deep letter, and I don't even pretend to understand most of it, but the question was, hey Rebbe, isn't Geula going to be B'derech Alateva, Al Tivit, in a supernatural way? Want a supernatural Geula, and it's based on Artzipia. And the answer is, as I'm understanding it, yes, it's based on Artzipia. But Artzipia should be for an all-encompassing Geula. We want to fix nature, and we want to fix the highest levels also. Why go for a lower level geula of just having a supernatural redemption and not redeeming nature? We want to redeem nature also. We want to redeem every grain of sand, even on the lowest levels. We want to all the darkness. We want to light in the darkness. So that's a geula b'derech hateva, that even teva should be part of the geula. So that's this letter and Emirat Hashem. I'm hoping that this should be a siman tov that we should be zocha to learn many of these letters, because the letters of Rav Yaakov Moshe are phenomenal and the letters of the Rav are phenomenal. Just unbelievable. I'm so happy and gratitude to the Rabbanu Shalom that we're zocha to have these letters. Baruch Hashem. So thank you so much for listening. And Mirat Hashem, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.